And welcome back to Wednesday, the midweek version of the Pat Miller program. It's better than the Monday version because we all hate Mondays, and it's better than the Friday version because on Fridays when you listen to me, all you say is, I wish this guy would shut up so I could get out of here and start my weekend. So we've done this right here in the middle, so you just got to sit and slug it through with us. Sitting next to me in the newsmaker chair, which is what we call this, by the way, just so you know, is Allison Delagrange. And Allison, first of all, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
First time I've ever had you on the program, right?
Yes, I've never been in the studio before.
Well, and we've always been very careful about it because I started on the Saturday morning show 21 years ago, and I started the Daily Show 11 years ago, and they finally said, Pat, you've pulled every trick you can. You have to have Allison on.
Cause
I've tried to avoid it. I think you understand. You and I have known each other since forever.
Yeah, it's been a long time. 20 plus.
Yeah, because I think I met you. You graduated what year?
2001.
Okay. Shannon graduated in 99. You graduated 2001. Courtney graduated 2002. So you're wedged there in between them. But Allison, first of all, I'd always said you were my favorite marcher in the Snyder Band, which I talked about. You were there Sunday when I said that.
Thank you.
And you're one of the best flute players we ever had, which the band director, Klee, he smiled and he also had a tear in his eye. He's like, okay, we're going to make Allison the drum major. And he's weeping. And I said, what's the matter? He goes, she won't be playing flute. But you have always been a doll, just a terrific young lady, even back then. Love your mom and dad. Okay. Just great people. Her dad taught at Snyder forever and forever.
Yeah.
And they now live up on the lake, right?
Yeah, they live on Crooked Lake in Angola. Yeah.
Yep. So we're up on the lake. So
yeah, they love it.
I only made it up to a pond. I didn't make it to a lake yet, so you know, that's how that goes.
Right. We like it that they're there, too, because we get to go up there and visit all summer.
Yeah, free beach.
So, yeah, exactly.
And when you have four kids, free beach is a good thing to have.
Yes, it is. It's not always relaxing, but it is fun at the lake.
Hey, nothing to do with the interview, but just help me out here. So we had two kids. Mm-hmm. You've had four.
Yeah.
Are you twice as blessed as we are, or were we twice as smart as you are?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, and all common sense is out the window when you throw twins in the mix, too, especially twin boys.
And the twins came second. That's not fair.
Yeah.
Because if you thought going in, honey, let's just have two. And then, what's at the end of that? You've got three?
Yeah.
Like, okay, what's one more?
Right? It was a surprise, but... Yeah. A good one.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
You don't take a certain pill or push a button and say, okay, twins. Yeah. I mean, you just don't do
it
that.
Is interesting, though, the questions people ask you, because it did have people say, oh, you're going to have twins? Did you do that on purpose? I'm like,
okay, think that through, ma'am. How would that work?
I don't know how to answer that
question. Honey, kiss me again. I'm sitting here holding a book, Hope When Your Heart Is Heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to be honest with you. When I first saw this title, I thought, there's no way Allison could be in this book because you always had the greatest smile.
Aww.
You always had the best demeanor. I don't ever picture you having a bad day. I know that's not true.
Yeah, this is not true.
I'm just picturing every day being rosy.
That's not the case. It's not the case. I think this book is super timely because I don't know another time in my life where you've been able to just look at a stranger and know that, at least over the past year, we've all shared a lot of the same frustrations. Even though we may not agree on everything, I think everybody's whole world has been turned upside down in one shape or another.
Yep.
So
half the world may be pre-vax, half of them may be anti-vax, half of them don't know.
Right.
I just came up with three halves. But in the midst of all that, COVID and everything that it is has impacted everybody in society.
Right. Just kind of a general heaviness after a while.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah, everything.
Yeah, just certain days you're like, what's next?
Yeah, exactly right. So this is a collection, and this is through a group, Proverbs31.org.
Mm-hmm.
And the actual group that you have participated in, which is part of it, is called Compel.
Yeah, Compel Training. And it was started by the leader of Proverbs 31 Ministries, Lisa Turkhurst. She's a writer herself.
Yeah, Kim mentioned her at breakfast this morning.
Yeah. So she saw a need to help aspiring writers, speakers. So she started Compel Training, and it's an online program with a lot of resources for writers. So they have everything from videos that you can watch, podcasts you can listen to, groups you can be part of. And the biggest thing, though, is they have these writing challenges. And there's big ones, like if you want to write a book proposal. And so they have publishing opportunities through that. And the one I participated in was more manageable for me. It was a 500 words max devotional. And okay. So that's how this came to be.
And this book that I'm holding, and if you want to get one of these books, we'll tell you in a little bit how you can get a hold of somebody and get one. But it talks about the fact of hope when your heart is heavy. Hope in the midst of unmet expectations, during hard seasons, during times of uncertainty, when relationships fall apart, when facing a health crisis, and for the worn out mom. So almost every woman on the planet can fall into, if not more than one, at least one of these at any given point in time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even you.
Oh, absolutely. I found myself in the hope for worn out mom section a couple times.
Yeah, but you have written, and your writing ended up in Hope in the Midst of Unmet Expectations. And the title really grabbed me, Digging Up the Dirt on God. I thought that was interesting. How the title and how what you covered, how did that come to you?
Yeah, well, the devotional is really about a moment where I found out that a good friend of mine was turning away from faith. It was somebody I've lost touch with over the years, but through social media, you can learn a lot of things pretty quickly,
sure,
right?
Sure.
And it just caught me totally off guard, and it was kind of jarring in a way to where I just couldn't get over it. Not so much what the person was doing, because it's not about that. It was more just, and I say this in the devotional, it was more about if this person could fall away from faith, what hope is there? Because, and I think a lot of people can relate to that because you have different mentors that you look up to either in faith or just, you know, in a leadership role. And when you see them fall away, it kind of makes you question everything.
Yeah.
And
not even who else might fall away, but can I be sure that I'm not going to fall away?
Oh, absolutely. And you just want something to hold on to, something that's sure, because you really thought something like this would never happen. And so I call myself in the devotion of a social media Sherlock Holmes, because I was just I was disappointed, but I was also curious. I wanted to figure this out.
Yeah.
Like, how did this happen?
Can I look back through Facebook and all the other things?
Can
I piece together what's happened in their life that got them to this point?
Yeah. Well, and we can all do that at some point where you find yourself so deep in it, and all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute. What am I doing? I'd be so embarrassed if somebody else knew how deep I looked to try to figure this out. And so it just hit me. I'm trying to dig up the dirt on this situation. What if I was as passionate about digging up dirt on Jesus, on my faith, getting into the Word and who He is?
Unearthing everything you can find out about Him.
Yeah. Instead of trying to understand this situation. And it was just kind of a self-correcting thing, and also just realizing, okay, when I want something certain, I'm going to be disappointed if I look anywhere else than Christ.
Right.
And going back to that verse that He's the same yesterday and today and forever.
Which is one of my favorite passages, by the way. One of the things I loved is when you said, okay, what if God had a social media account, okay, and we were looking Him up? What would His status updates read? Because status update is usually they're moaning and groaning about where they are in life.
But right.
Sometimes it's an update like getting ready for finals or, hey, the new job or whatever. And you said His would be still faithful, still righteous, still loving, and still your source of hope. Now, when you wrote those down, and she's got the scripture references for why she arrived at those, when you wrote that down, thinking of your friend who had walked away, did this re-ingrain you into the things of God? Did it kind of re-anchor you a little bit?
It did. And I'll be honest, I still haven't reconciled the part about my friend, you know? But it also made me realize that there's questions I'm not going to have answers to. And that's okay, because ultimately, someday when I can get the answers to those questions when I'm standing in front of God, his glory will be so amazing that I won't care anymore.
Is this a person that you're not necessarily looking forward, that you don't think maybe that your paths are going to cross again, like over the next 4 months or 6 months?
Right.
Yeah, you might see each other somewhere, but you probably won't.
Probably not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to, if you are you going to say anything, or are you going to just make sure they're okay where they are? Or how do you do that?
That's a tricky question. I think you just have to, I've prayed a lot about that. And I hope that I will have the right words if that opportunity presents itself. And I think you can never go wrong with just showing somebody that you care about them,
yeah,
as a person. And, you know, maybe the reason why this person is in that place is because they were hurt. A lot of times that's,
sure,
the reason why. So
yeah, they're actually damaged. It wasn't their intent to say, you know what, 4 months from now, I'm going to walk away from God. You know,
yeah,
but there's been damage that's happened along the way.
Right, right. It's, you know, no trace of judgment, just only caring about that person and, you know, seeking to listen and understand.
And even if that's your approach, that I'm not going to be judgmental, I'm just going to care about them, it's sometimes hard for the person on the other side of the conversation to realize that really is where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Because they're so used to people just judging them.
Right.
I know I am, you know.
Yeah.
And so they're just so used to people just jumping all over you. So each one of the authors in here got a page. Like you said, it was, mm-hmm, 500 words. And I've noticed that they're all almost identical in the same length. So have you now, in going through this book, Hope When Your Heart Is Heavy, have you found yourself reading through testaments from other women and saying, oh, that is so good? I mean, do you find yourself being uplifted by these other women that you might have never read had you not been in,
right,
here?
Yeah. There's one I really love called Hope for Spilled Cereal Mornings. And it makes me laugh because it's so just real. I mean, she says, a yelp over the Spider-Man Lego and a full bowl of Cheerios slams to the floor. The milk backsplash wets my forehead. My eyes darken and I can feel the fire rising in my chest. It's only 7:48 a.m. and I am already done with this day.
Well, okay. I'm going to put you on the spot. You and I had a conversation because your husband, who's a terrific guy, by the way, Ryan's a great guy, but he sings at least once a month in our vocal team at church.
Right.
But on days when he sings on the vocal team, he has to be at the church long before you have to be at the church.
Right.
So
yeah,
you're upstairs still kind of getting the cobwebs out of your eyes, and all you hear, Armageddon downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
And you go downstairs, and you find one of the twins.
Yes.
And he's wearing...
He's wearing his chicken costume that we got him for Halloween, and it's inflatable, so it makes a lot of noise. And actually, it wasn't even his own costume. He was trying on his brother's costume.
Oh, his twins.
Yeah, his twins' costume. I guess he just wanted to see if it fit, or I don't know, but I'm like, Halloween is not until next Sunday.
Yeah.
Go back to bed.
Did you find yourself going, where's that book? Where's that book?
Oh, yeah. It's just so real because, you know, maybe there's not like some huge crisis, but it's just the day-to-day of being a mom where you say the same things over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And this particular writer is just saying, she finds this verse that struck her differently, where it says, send help now, basically. and just having that reminder that you can ask God for his peace, and that reminder that, you know, even these spilled cereal mornings, God has a plan for,
yeah,
you, and there's a purpose in all this.
Yeah. Yeah, I need help, and I need it yesterday.
Yeah.
So if you find the kids in your life with chicken costumes inflated a week before they need to have them, or you've got cereal milk everywhere, this is a great little book, Hope When Your Heart Is Heavy. You can find it at Proverbs31.org.
Mm-hmm.
That's Proverbs31.org. And a lot of the other things that they're in. I'm so glad that you made it into this book. Because I'm seeing a side of you that, in knowing you for over 20 years, I never knew. So it's very interesting to see this. She works here with us at Federated, and she is a sales manager for two other stations other than this one, which was really smart on her part. She said, if that's the station Pat Miller's on, I'll work with these other ones over here.
Right, that's, we need to keep our distance.
Got to keep our distance. But congratulations on being in here, and I do look for a whole lot more from you.
Oh, thank you, Pat.
Yeah, thanks so much. Allison Delagrange, and we'll be back straight ahead on this Wednesday. This is Pat Miller on WoWo 1190 AM, 107.5 FM.
Podcasts by Federated Media.